BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the podcast. Chris is off playing netball today in a Radio 1 team against England. I bet you can't guess how that worked out. Also, a weird place for a first date and an all-girl special in the under bingo. It's a wet one. Rachel Riley off Countdown versus Rihanna off of Films.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's just me on my own again today. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You alright?
Yeah, where are you now?
It's an odd excuse, this one, but I'm playing netball. I'm about to play netball anyway, against the England netball team.
Do you know that Matt Fincham's already written a script for tomorrow's breakfast show for Grimmy to read out, which says, so we lost against the England netball team yesterday.
That's outrageous. There's
absolutely no faith at all. I mean, he's preempting it, but you are going to lose, right?
No, I've just said to the guys, I mean, yes, we should lose. But end of the day, you know, when all said and done, it's just 7-on-7. And so there is still, the slightest chance that we could win this. Mm. And actually, I'm quite keen for us to at least try from the start. So that's what's going on right now. We're just trying to work out who's going to be goal shooter. And I think that's the term. And it's looking like Dev is going to be the man for that.
Oh, yeah, I would have chosen Dev.
Greg is our only tall player as well.
Yeah, that's a problem. Has anyone in that team of Radio 1 DJs played netball ever?
I don't think anyone's played netball. No one really looks like they know what they're doing, but we've been told we've got a kit that's going to turn up quite soon, so we'll all be in a sort of matching kit. But at the moment, everyone in Radio 1, apart from me, looking quite trendy. I've got Grimmy in front of me wearing some sort of fashion shirt,
yeah,
and sunglasses.
Who else is there?
So we've got Dan P. Carter, Twin B, Danny Howard's just arrived. Of course, he just got off a plane from...
Yeah, sure.
Not sure where.
Probs Ibiza.
Greg's here. It's all. I mean, everyone's in good spirits.
Mm.
But I think, you know, everyone is planning on trying to give this as good a go as possible. I certainly am. Anyway, I don't want to let you down.
No, exactly. I mean, and also you're quite a bad loser. So, what time is kickoff, please? Is it kickoff?
Kickoff is just kickoff. 1:45.
Is it even called kickoff?
I don't know what it's called, mate. Hit off, or I just said, should we have a little kickabout before the game? And the girl shot me. This girl from the England team shot me a right nasty look. A couple of them look quite evil, to be brutally honest. Like, it's all quite friendly, but a couple of them there seem to be taking this way too seriously. But
Shep,
I'm up for that.
Shep has just texted saying 5 minutes in, Grimmy will definitely injure himself. He always does.
Oh yeah, bets on Grimmy getting injured. Grimmy, do you think you'll get injured? Are you likely to get injured? Who's Grimmy?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I've been forced to be goalkeeper so that I don't get injured. But I don't know how you really keep that goal because it's about 10 foot. It's really high. So I just stand near it. And
you've got no idea what you're doing at all, have you?
No. Like none.
Like none at all.
Two up. But yeah, no idea really. I think Greg and Dev are pretending they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
but they
sure.
don't. No
yeah.
one knows.
No one.
They're just like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, okay. Passing it and stuff.
Well, listen, I'll come back to you at 1:45 when it's kickoff, or whatever it's called.
The Tamsin from the England team thinks that they're going to beat us 40-0.
I can't wait for this.
She reckons she can score twice a minute.
Oh, my God. Right, I'll speak to you in a bit. Go and limber up whatever you need to do.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Welcome, Rachel Riley off of Countdown and Rihanna off Films, to Innuendo Bingo today. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. So you've just met. How's it going?
Yeah, really good.
We're catching up.
Yeah.
Reviewing Chris Stark's upcoming programme.
Yeah, it's on next Monday. On E4. Were you a guest on
that? Yeah, I'm on the first one.
Was it really bad?
It was great. It was good. A lot of the clips that we've seen from YouTube, I have shown all my friends because there's some really funny ones.
Yeah, they have found some really good
there's
clips off the
great
internet.
Great stuff. I can't even Google it. I just have to use the stuff they sent me to show people.
Yeah.
Don't know where they get it from, but it's hilarious.
It is really good. Like, they found some proper weird stuff online. They have searched for it. It's on next Monday night on E4. Good to see you looking very summery today.
Wow, it's nice, isn't it? It's hot
out.
It's
so
lovely.
Hot. This is the first time we've done an all-girl innuendo bingo.
Whatever.
I think so. Yeah, because
really?
Chris is generally always involved. Maybe back
Gemma?
In Becky's day, we did it. But not for a long time.
Wow, okay. Rachel, I like how you've gone really summery. I've gone completely the opposite, with like a massive winter jumper.
Aren't you a bit hot in that?
A little bit, but I know what happened last time. I know I had to borrow Chris's jumper to, you know, hide things.
Last time I had to buy extra clothes when I left here.
Did you really?
Last time, you jinxed me because I was on Strictly, so it was the curse of Scott Mills.
Oh, yes.
So I left here to go back to training absolutely drenched, and I had to go and buy new clothes to train in because I was so wet.
What was that like? It was fun, right?
It was awesome. Yeah, loads of fun.
No one ever says that they hated it. Everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it. And we're still friends. There's a lot of people that still keep in touch. Mm. And we've got Deborah Meaden coming on Countdown next week to
have
record.
You? Love Meaden.
I love it, yeah. But you did jinx us both.
I know, yes.
So, I did, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know I did because I supported both of them. I was like,
it was Vanessa, then Deborah, then me.
Anyone that I support generally, it doesn't go well.
Grim Reaper of Strictly.
What else have you been up to then?
We're doing Cats Does Countdown, 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. So we recorded some more last night in Salford. They're the last ones we've recorded. There's four more in the can, I think. And then we had the rap party last night, so I've just come down from there.
Right.
The rap party with that crowd would be amazing.
It would be really good.
They're a great bunch, and we generally go for a drink or five after records.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're a good laugh. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm really looking forward to this today. It's two people that have played Innuendo Bingo quite a lot over the last couple of years. Rihanna, Awful Films, and Rachel Riley from Countdown. If you want to get online, you can watch it right now on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Ready, girls?
We're ready.
I'm so nervous.
Why?
I'm actually quite scared of Rachel.
I thought this was like a nice, friendly game of Innuendo. Rihanna's just said, no, this is competitive. You need to get as wet as possible.
And I'm really regretting that.
No, I think...
The other person as wet as possible.
I know Chris isn't here today, and I mean, he always... He kind of sets the tone by spraying it quite far, but I don't want you to hold back just because he's not here. Okay. I don't want it to be like a little like...
Girls can do it as well as boys can.
Exactly.
Well, they can.
Let's
better,
prove this
say.
Right now. Better. Get online. bbc.co.uk/radio1. The cameras are on.
Cheers.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Still one of our most popular videos, you know. You're one of Innuendo Bingo.
Really? I'm proud of that.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm very proud of that.
And I think today, because it's hot in a lot of places in the UK, I think this could be quite refreshing for you both today.
Yeah. I've not washed my hair, just specially.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
Two birds.
Lovely. Do you want me to help you out with that?
Gary, I don't need any additional help.
Gary in London says, Innuendo Bingo royalty is about to go live.
Wow.
We're all huddled around a mobile phone watching. This is going to be epic. I love that idea. They're all just like sat around the phone.
I'm quite nervous about
this. I know, I'm quite anxious.
Something to live up to.
Chris is in Manchester watching. Also, Jamie in Suffolk is watching. Let us know if you're watching today. It's the girls on Innuendo Bingo. Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah,
deep
ready
breaths. Loads of water, please. Don't hold back. Not just a little sip. I'm talking about a big gulp. First, we go over on this Innuendo Bingo all-girl special to a TV show called Countdown. And here is Rachel Riley explaining to Nick Hewer what she gets up to with the family at the weekend.
I personally can't be bothered with barbecues. Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah. And we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Straight in the face.
And I knew I was waiting for that. I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Straight in Rachel's face.
Yeah.
Do you ever, on Countdown, do you ever say to them, because it's recorded, do you ever go, can we do that again?
Sometimes they keep that kind of stuff in. There's an intro that goes out today that I absolutely lost it. I was completely corpsing, and they've left that in.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I like things like that, though.
Father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Okay.
Okay.
More water, please. Okay. Let's get soaked. Come on. Mm-hmm. Over to the open gulf now from... Well, this is this morning on the gulf. Right? Getting closer, I like it. No hands, Rihanna. No hands, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Over to the gulf. And this player sounds like he's found a very pleasant way to begin his round of gulf here.
A really good start. Certainly can't complain about a 69.
Yes. Oh no, Rachel. That was incredible spit. You see?
How is
I don't understand the context of that. And I'm just trying to get on.
I don't know about golf, Rachel. You're asking the wrong guy.
Certainly can't complain about a 69.
Trevor emailed me that one, all the way from the Netherlands. Thanks, Trevor. If you've got any clips, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. A lot of people online noticing I've got a star on my face today. I forgot I had it on, actually.
Very Jamila.
It's one of Jamila Jamil's. She just left here. Like a house point at school. It's fashion, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Just got it to my on my right eye there. So I look just like Jamila Jamil. Right, so more water, please. Now over to this morning's edition of Good Morning Britain. And Ben Shepherd also sounds like he's enjoying himself. He doesn't get offers like this every day.
You know what? I mean, it's really down to personal taste, but this is. Can I just get down on my knees here and
feel free
sort you out?
On TV as well. David saw that happen.
Just get down on my knees here and
feel free
sort you out.
I love Ben. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Go for
go
it.
Ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely yes. Ben in Dorset is very much enjoying this Inuna Bingo. So is Brad from Reigate and Wayne in Essex. Okay, right. Loads of water, please.
I just got myself really wet
as
well.
I knew there was no point in having a shower this morning.
It's pretty wet on this. Get online if you're not watching already. Go to the Radio 1 website. Over to Tuesday night's Big Brother now. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the show's become a lot more explicit since it's gone to Channel 5. Ready?
Marlon is creaming up Danielle.
Oh, wow.
I had my eyes open for that and I just saw the spray.
Marlon is creaming up Danielle.
I think it's good to see the housemates helping each other to stay safe in the sun by applying suntan lotion there.
Yeah.
I think. You're right, Rihanna.
Marlon is creaming up Danielle.
Just the relish where the guy says that.
He loves it.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows. Okay, good. So, next on Inuna Bingo, more water, please. This is going well. We're going over to Countrywise on ITV. And let's join presenter Rachel Dotome. And she comes across a very impressive resident in what? In this garden. Here we go.
The garden's oldest and most spectacular resident isn't Himalayan at all, but North American.
Wow, well, I heard you had a giant sequoia, but this is really impressive.
Yeah, it's girth. That's the most important thing.
It's girth!
Yeah.
Oh no, Rachel's joking.
Well, I heard you had a giant sequoia.
Oh.
Are you okay?
It's girth. That's the most important thing.
Rachel, are you okay?
I'm all right.
Do you want some water?
Yeah. That was your face in that one. Oh no, it's coming.
Yeah. That was a pretty wet one for me, Anna, there. Okay. Next, we're going back to the... Going back to the countdown studio.
Oh, good. He's my favourite, I have to say.
Oh, it's me or Nick.
No. Well, I wonder if you remember this incident, because I think it would certainly stick in my mind if this happened to me. Here we go.
Helen.
Seven.
Yes, Bobby?
And seven.
Two sevens. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
No hands. You must remember that one, right?
I love how he stuck with his signature. Very good.
And I have erection.
Very good.
An erection. Very good.
An erection.
I think he adds an to the
very
beginning
good.
Of that. An erection.
Love him.
Amazing.
Okay.
We've had worse.
Well, yeah, I bet you have.
We've had a lot worse.
We've had worse on here, I'm sure. Yeah.
So this next clip is from an American advert for a type of cake called a cinnamon pull-apart. So you can guess what's coming. Lots of our American listeners have been in touch about it, including Taylor in New York. Hi, Taylor. Thanks for listening to us. It sounds like these cakes go down very well. With the yank, if you will. Ready? Here we go.
So do I just pull it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
great.
Mmm. Mmm, really good.
Yeah, like if I'm going hunting with the guys, I could see myself pulling one off in the woods.
That was straight in the eye. That was amazing.
I'm sure we'll all be pulling off a chunk of cinnamon cake over here very soon. I want these cakes to be here.
Yeah, like if I'm going hunting with the guys, I could see myself pulling one off in the woods.
Yeah. I would love a cinnamon cake.
So that he's going hunting with the guys and having cake.
Yeah.
In the woods.
In the woods, that's right.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's lovely, isn't it?
When you go hunting, cinnamon cake, that's what you think,
yeah,
right?
Masculine.
Okay, got a couple more. Over to Bargain Hunt now. And we join the show as Tim Wannacott prepares a contestant for another sale. You ready, girls?
Tim who?
Tim Wannacott.
Cot.
And I had no idea you could buy this sort of thing at an auction. You learn everything on Bargain Hunt.
Anyway, you're feeling okay?
Yes. Yeah, spot on.
Yeah. Slightly nervy?
Little.
Well, listen, first up are your sugar nips, and here they come.
Lot 179, the silver sugar nips, hallmarked. I'm bid £30 already, lot 179. At £30 for the sugar nips, at 30.
What even is that? What are they doing on that show? So weird.
First up are your sugar nips, and here they come.
Sugar nips! Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Rebecca, for that one. And finally, lots of water, please, for the final clip.
Okay.
It's our favourite our favourite clip from Tuesday. And at the QI studio, Stephen Fry tells us what mountain explorer Sir Edmund Hillary used to say to impress the ladies. Ready?
Yes. Was it Sir Edmund Hillary?
It wasn't Sir Edmund Hillary, although Sir Edmund Hillary did take Kendall Mint Cake right up the Everest.
Yes! That was brilliant!
Low blow.
It was great. suitably wet, both of you. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Very.
Well, thank you.
You can't even see your wetness.
Thanks. you can see yours.
You can definitely see yours, Rihanna. Thank you very much, girls. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier, I spoke to Chris, who's not in the studio today, but is about to play netball, and it's time for it to start. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. So you're there with Grimmy and Greg, who I notice is wearing a dress.
Yeah, he's... well, of course he is. You know what I mean? It's literally any opportunity. It's actually a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Any opportunity.
It's kind of standard, isn't it? Twin B's there, Danny Howard's there, just flown from Ibiza just to play netball. And you're playing against the England netball team.
England netball team, yeah.
What's the mood in camp right now?
So at the moment, basically, two teams are lined up opposite each other, and we're just sort of staring each other out. Because basically, we're waiting for you to tell us that we can start the game.
Yeah.
So they're making us do no end of like photos and things like that, trying to take this seriously until you tell us that we should go.
Right. Do you want to just kind of move it along a bit? Yeah.
I think it's best for everyone that you get this thing going as soon as possible.
Yeah, and then it can be over. Okay. Do you want any like final words of encouragement?
What's myself?
Yeah, well, maybe to the team. You're good at that.
Would you like to give me some words of encouragement?
I don't really know what to say. Just good luck.
Leader.
Good luck, friend and leader. No, you do it to the team.
All right. Lads. Scott, hang on. Oh, Colette's on.
Okay.
Scott says, good luck. He says, are you joking? And yeah, we're ready when you are, Scott. Yeah.
Okay.
Ref's here, ready with a whistle.
Right, good luck, everyone.
Right, everyone, look lively.
Right, here we go. Three,
here we go.
Two, one. Blow your whistle, baby. Yes!
Rob,
okay.
Rob,
bye. Bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Sorry for the score updates, but I thought you should know it's become a bit of a whitewash already in the netball game against the England team with the Radio 1 All-Stars. Even Danny Howard couldn't save them. And I think he's played netball once before. Do we have any score updates? Last we heard was 9-0. Like, it went up so quickly between 5 and 9. It was, like, literally less than 30 seconds. Just waiting for a score update for you. It's going to be all over in, like, the next 5 minutes anyway. What is the point of this, seriously? The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Oh, good news. Foxes is still welcome at the Gateshead branch of Toys R Us. Ian's mum's been on. She works there. We just asked her. She was like, yeah, welcome, very welcome. That was Fuse ODG and Sean Paul. Steve!
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, I was listening yesterday. I took a
a very good interest in your conversation, and I have to agree with you.
About what?
Taking a bag for life with you wherever you go.
Yes, I've got my bag for life with me today.
Yep, I've got my bag for life with me today.
What's in it?
Spare pants, spare socks, two of each.
Where are you staying tonight?
Staying at my girlfriend's house tonight.
Right, so you are taking spare pants. Did you agree with me on this yesterday?
Of course I agree with you. It's weird not taking spare pants. It's filthy.
Why?
Well, you have a pant full of nastiness in the morning. You could, you sweat, it's hot. You don't know what's going to be in there in the morning. So you've got to have a spare pair of pants when you feel like it, when you're going somewhere.
Agreed.
The only time you don't have one is if you are getting lucky, but you never expect that, do you?
No.
Well, I don't anyway.
Same. Is your girlfriend with you?
She's in the kitchen doing lunch for the kids. Do you want a word with her?
Yes, please.
Hang on. I shall pass you through. I'm pretty sure she'll agree with you as well.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's not available. I think her being impressed with my bag for life might be me wishing, I think.
Just say she doesn't want to speak to me. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, well, no, she doesn't want to speak to you.
Not available right now. All right, well, Chris isn't here at the moment. He's playing netball, but I'll pass it on, all right?
He's playing netball, brilliant.
Yeah, I know. All right, exactly. All right, love you, bye.
See you later, bye, I love you. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. Today, the Radio 1 DJs are playing a netball match against England, which was never going to go well. Last time I told you the score, it was 16-0 to England, obviously. Of course, it could have all changed now. Over to Chris. Hi, Chris. What's the final score?
You're never going to believe this, mate. We only went and did it.
What?
17-16.
No, you didn't.
We only went and did it. I don't know how we did it. Just something came back. Motivational team talk came back and we beat it. No, of course we didn't.
No, you didn't.
We
did
lost 27-0.
Nil?
And 27-0. And we changed the team around at half time as well to try. We thought we'd put Greg up front because he's tall and did nothing. It was kind of as expected, really.
Is it true that Grimmy's friend Colette off of Are You Joking actually swapped sides because she was so embarrassed?
Yeah, she defected. She went to the other team. It's weird. There's a weird vibe going on because the entire England netball team is sort of lined up staring at us as well now. And yeah. Everyone's a bit disappointed. Danny looks really disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, he could be in Ibiza now, do you know what I mean?
I know. Where were you last night, Danny?
I got an early night last night.
Oh, he got an early night last night. Very different Danny Howard to what we see to normal.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Yeah, the headline is we lost badly.
Good. Well done, everyone. I don't really know what to say. I don't really have any words of encouragement. Are you coming back?
Yeah, I'm going to come back now.
Okay, come back then.
All good?
Okay, so much love to everyone. Disappointing all around, really. All right, see you in a bit.
Okay, then, mate.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on? Have you been on email to Chris, I understand?
Yeah, basically, I've got a friend. He's a bit unlucky in love. He's had two tickets to this massive chocolate factory on Sunday. This girl's kind of pied him off. And he's got no one to go with.
Right, okay. So hang on a sec. So this guy is your friend?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, yep.
And he's got two tickets to a massive chocolate factory in the Midlands.
Yeah, that's right, a massive chocolate factory in the Midlands.
Is that the one that rhymes with Wadbury's?
Yeah, I think that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so tickets are going spare and he's unlucky in love.
He is very unlucky in love, yeah.
What happened to the girl that's supposed to go with him?
I'm not 100% sure, he's not told me, but something to do with... He met her off a dating website that rhymes with Rinder.
Yes.
And she kind of pied him off at the last minute. So he's got these two tickets and we don't really want him taking his mum.
No, not at all. Okay, and how's the search going?
Well, obviously we've been on Twitter now for a couple of days and I think he's had a little bit of interest. He's had a couple of girls message him, but nothing final yet. He's still looking.
I think, if I may say this, that the first mistake he made here was actually taking a girl... on a date to a massive chocolate factory.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Don't you think that's a slightly weird place to go for a date?
Just a little bit, yeah. But that sums him up, really.
And also, what actually happens on the chocolate tour? I've never been.
I can't tell you, Scott. I've never been either. So I just know that this massive chocolate factory have gotten involved as well and tried to help.
Have they?
Yeah, they've tweeted a couple of times.
That's amazing of them to do that.
So... But no, still no luck.
If anyone's been on the chocolate tour, could you let me know what it involves? Is it just like going around and looking at various bars of chocolate and like vats of melted chocolate, probably? Okay, so your mate is, it's Sunday, right? So he's got to find someone before then.
Yeah, he's got to find somebody before Sunday to take with. Else he said he's taking his mum, and we don't want that.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, I can ask around.
Could you?
Yeah, yeah, if you want. I mean, I'm sure there's some girl that'll want to be taking up the chocolate factory on Sunday.
could you do us a big favour and get this, find him a date?
Yeah. I mean, I can see if there's any interest. I can't promise.
I mean, you must have some listeners out there who might fancy it.
Maybe. Well, I'll check the text for you in a minute and see what comes up.
Brilliant.
Would you have been freaked out if you'd been asked to go to a chocolate factory on a first date?
On a first date? It's a little bit weird one, isn't it, really?
It's a little bit. OK, I'll see what comes in and if there's any interest.
Brilliant.
Tweet a bit, Alex.
OK, thanks. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Or can I call you Miss Birmingham?
You certainly can if you wish.
Are you still Miss Birmingham?
No, I've just passed over the crown, but actually I'm now the regional director for the West Midlands and the whole of Miss England, so I've kind of upped my game a little bit.
My favourite show on TV is Beauty Queen or Bust at the moment.
Oh, did you see me on there?
Were you on?
Yeah, I was on the judges on Miss Black Country, and I'm one of the judges for the Miss Blackpool one that's
yes!
on Miss Far Coast.
I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, it was me in the green dress. I was doing the whole, like, serious face, like, oh, yes, interested.
Yes! I saw it in the Blackpool one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I loved the Black Country one as well. It was so good.
Oh, I know. The girls were absolutely amazing, actually. And actually, off camera, bless them, they were all so shy and so scared. And as soon as Channel 4 kept coming at them, they were, like, trying to cause a reaction. But it was just brilliant, like, recording with them and everything. But the girls were wonderful.
If you've not seen the show, it's on Channel 4. It's called Beauty Queen or Bust. It's loads of girls wanting to become, well, you know, Miss Birmingham and Black Country or Miss Hull, and then eventually Miss England and then maybe Miss World. And it is amazing. Right, have you been
was.
On a date? Have you been taken up the chocolate factory by someone?
I certainly have. I've definitely been to the certain chocolate factory that we're talking about for a first date, yeah.
For a first date? What do you do? Is it true you get to ride on a cream egg?
It's a very surreal ride that you go on. It's very, very weird music, and it's a little bit like It's a Small World After All sort of thing. And you ride on a cream egg going round while these little bits of chocolate jump out at you. It's very odd.
Sounds romantic.
It certainly was a bit of a random date that it was actually my housemate at the time, and he asked me to go for a date with him. He was like, do you fancy going to the certain chocolate factory that obviously must not be named? And I just happened to go there, which I am a chocolate fiend and I absolutely love chocolate. And to be honest, he paid for the ticket and I just got all the free chocolate. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Okay. How long ago was this?
Just over 3 years ago now.
Did you ever see him again?
I'm living with him, so I'd say it's quite a good first date. Yeah, we're still together now, and we've been living together for pretty much 3 years because he was my housemate, so I kind of moved in with him, met him, and thought, hey, this is an easy ride.
So the chocolate factory date worked, first date, all good?
Most definitely. It's definitely a date they need to go to. Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't take a girl to somewhere where there's chocolate. You know what, girls and chocolate, I think girls pretty much do a lot for chocolate, so
true, but I just think it's a bit weird for a first date, but it obviously worked for you.
Yeah, well, I think it was the cream egg ride that got me.
Right, good to speak to you, Miss Birmingham 2013, is it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Thank okay. you very much. Love to speak to you as well.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Lads are back from the netball then.
Lads.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Chris. Lads. What was the point of that, please?
So, we lost badly.
Yeah, but what was the point of it, though?
Well, it proved that we were not as good as the England ladies netball team. So,
I mean, I couldn't see that. I couldn't see that coming at all.
27-0. 27-0.
27-0. Greg got close at one point, but...
Bottled it.
But no cigar.
Yeah, I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. Felt like Wayne Rooney.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was going, well, if anyone's going to score, it'll be the tall one.
So they moved you up front, did they? Because you cost tall.
Yeah, well, initially Grimmie started off up there, and then it wasn't
useless.
The original thinking was have him sort of defending the net, Cozzettall, yeah. But then we thought actually that wasn't doing us any good at all. So then we thought he might be tall enough to just be able to put the ball in the net if he managed to get it, but he didn't manage to get it.
Well, they got it at least 27 times, so they had a lot of shots. But you know, I had one opportunity, and I'll hold my hands up if I blew it.
Were they smug or?
little bit smug. And,
yeah, but I think you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Professional netball player.
Anyway, yeah. Did you miss us?
Against a bunch of people that have never done it before in their lives. Yeah. I mean, it was never going to go well.
Bunch of idiots,
absolutely
really.
Absolutely pointless. Well, at least you had a nice day out.
Do you want to hear the idiot register?
Yeah.
Me, Grimmy, Chris Stark, Danny Howard, Daniel P. Carter, Dev, Twin B.
Oh, wow. Mm. All-star lineup.
Did you not fancy it?
Absolutely not. No, I've got like work to do.
Yeah?
So I thought I'd stay here today. Charlie X is coming up, and also a bit of Oliver Heldon.
You should have done a pre-rec.
I should have, just for it, because it would have been worth it. And we're going to play Real or No Real in a second. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so the lads are back, and it's time to play Real or No Real.
The lads had a post-match 99 flake.
Oh, did you have a nice ice cream as well? It really was a nice day out, wasn't it?
Chris bought.
Oh. And what about this selection of facts today? Real or no real?
Rapper Eminem has won more Oscars than actor Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, but he's not been in that many films, is he?
There's a song Oscar, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
What do you mean?
You can get an Oscar for a song. Adele got a song Oscar. Yeah. That's Oscar.
Right. But Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, he must have a fair few Oscars.
He's not really one for winning Oscars.
Do you think... Has he got a reputation for that?
Just gets passed by quite a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
Even for Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. Ignored.
I've not seen that yet.
It's good. You love that film.
Take your mum to see it.
Really?
Wow. Oh, actually, no. Get it, like... You can get it on DVD or just, like, pay for it, you know, online and watch it there. With your mum, definitely.
With your mum?
Could do, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Did 8 Mile win an Oscar? For songs and stuff. We don't sound like film aficionados, that's for sure. Did it win an Oscar for songs and stuff?
I had to switch, famously had to switch 8 Mile off once because my flatmate, the ex-flatmate, couldn't understand it.
Oh.
What couldn't he understand?
He's speaking too fast.
I don't understand this, turn it off.
Really? That's what he said.
Yeah, couldn't get it. Couldn't understand what they were saying.
Right, whatever. Eminem, more Oscars than DiCaprio. Well, you're saying DiCaprio doesn't get many.
Hasn't got any.
There is
none.
One for songs. So I'm going to say this is real.
I'll do a tactical no real then.
That one is real.
Yes. Eminem does have more Oscars than Leonardo DiCaprio. That's quite depressing for him, isn't it? Leo, I mean. Next.
During this year's Tea in the Park, Twin Atlantic decided to save on hotel bills by all staying at their parents' houses.
Oh, local lads, though.
Exactly. Thrifty Twin Atlantic there. Staying to their record company. Do you know what? Don't get us a hotel. I can just stay at my mum's.
Really?
There was someone from a band that I spoke to at that weekend. He said, I've just been just stayed at my parents' castle in Aberdeen. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
An artist?
All the time. Yeah, yeah.
Posh artist.
Posho.
But it probably doesn't save money because they're all on tour buses, aren't they? I mean, isn't that the thing? They turn up in a tour bus. How does it work with festivals and backstage and that? I've not really seen it.
They turn up in a tour bus normally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't each have... like porter cabins for every band.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do. Mm. They have that backstage as well.
Even if they're quite low down on the bill, like the really small print.
Well, they get like a Wendy house.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. I mean, the bigger the caravan, the bigger the artist generally. Yeah.
Is that, and that is how it works?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's tour bus has got those little, you know, that those paws that he has, like his sort of logo type of thing. They're on the headrests.
Not
like on trains where it says what class you're in.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got little paws.
That. You see, he's doing well for himself. The money started to roll in, hasn't it?
All the monies.
Here's the thing. All artists are posh now, aren't they? Pretty much.
Most of money.
Most artists, like pop artists, or like music bands, are posh. I think. Quite posh. Anyway, so Twin Atlantic, thrifty at Tea in the Park. Real or no real?
Real.
Well, I think they would have used the opportunity to see their family. I think I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, they had a tour bus with all the trimmings. And next.
After Bill Clinton won the 1992 presidential election in America, his first phone call of congratulations came from Whoopi Goldberg.
Still a thing in America, though.
Which one? Who is Whoopi Goldberg? Which film was she in? Was it
Sister Act.
It is Sister Act, yes. Isn't it?
Mm. And Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Oh, there was a second one.
Best name for a film ever.
It's the better than the first one.
Yeah.
By far.
Oh, right.
But look at the title of it. Break that down. Back in the Habit.
Mm.
Brilliant.
In the Habit.
Okay.
You get it?
I don't think I've seen either of those films.
Nuns, isn't it? Nuns.
What else has she been in?
She's on like the US equivalent of Loose Women.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah.
And The End. I don't know any others.
The End. Right. She's you know, just doing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. She's being Whoopi Goldberg.
Media.
She's in the media.
In the media.
But was it the first call that Bill Clinton got when he was welcomed to the White House?
Yeah. I think this sounds plausible.
Why?
She was, at that time, she was pretty big. That was when Sister Act was, like, at its peak.
Yeah.
She was, she's the equivalent now of, I don't know. She's, who is she now? I'm getting myself into a massive hole. Who's she the equivalent of now? Who would call Barack and go, well done, mate?
I don't know.
Gerald Butler?
No, like, Alicia Keys.
Bradley Cooper. Someone really current and massive.
Okay, yeah.
And be like, yeah, well done, mate.
So, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes! Oh, no. Yes, Greg. Whoopi Goldberg. Why would you take that call?
Mr. President. It wouldn't be on, like, on a caller display unit.
Would it not?
Whoopi.
No, but it would be.
Whoopi calling.
No, but it would. If someone would be going, Mr. President.
Whoopi Goldberg's on the phone, Mr. President.
the world's most famous nun calling.
Whoopi calling.
Put her through.
Put her through at once. I've just won. And next.
The actor who plays Hodor in Game of Thrones is going on a DJ tour this summer playing Deep House.
Oh, for heaven's sake, just leave it, would you?
Hodor.
Everyone can be a DJ set, do a DJ set now, can't they? Anyone, everyone does.
I'm not familiar with Game of Thrones Hodor.
I'm not, but it wouldn't surprise me if to make a little bit extra money on the side, some of them are doing DJ sets, because why not? Everyone else is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Danny Dyer, DJ set.
Yeah, but I would go and see that, just for a laugh.
Why?
Big Mo.
Be good?
Don't waste your money.
Big Mo DJ set.
I'd get guest list. I wouldn't pay.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't pay, obviously.
White D.
White D off DJ of Benefit set. Street.
She's doing DJ gigs.
Yeah, she was on. We covered that one on the show, yep. Yeah. Big Mo doing DJ sets.
Big Mo.
Not even joking. So, Game of Thrones Hodor.
Mo money.
Don't watch it. Real or no real?
Well, why not? Cash in.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Why not?
In for a penny.
Yeah. I can say real.
People would love all that when they lap it up. Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Of course he is. Christian Nairn will play 6 dates in Australia on a tour which is being dubbed The Rave of Thrones.
I'm probably not allowed to mention this.
According to Mixmag.
But,
also, it's got a dress-up theme. You can dress up Game of Thrones style and see Irish actor Nairn playing Deep House at the same time. Awesome.
But people cashing in on Game of Thrones. A mate of mine went on a date with someone recently. She said she was going to be in the next series of Game of Thrones, and we couldn't work out whether it was real or no real, basically. So she said she was going to be in the next series.
Oh, that would just be someone on a night out pretending to try and pull, probably.
Do you think?
But what if it goes further down the line? When's it going to just... Because he's going to go, oh, when do you start filming? She goes, oh, well, they pushed it back a bit.
This is something I wanted to do on the show, actually. We're going to do it probably maybe even tomorrow about, like, lies that you've told, and then it just gets too far down the line when you've started dating someone to try and impress them.
Yeah.
But that's a good one, isn't
it? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, until it goes wrong.
But
she's not in it.
But my mate is a massive Game of Thrones fan.
Oh,
so
right.
He is well interested into like how it works. He'll be asking, can I come down and watch the film? It'll be that kind of thing.
And is she saying that she's filming at the moment?
Not at the moment. I don't know. She's in the next series, whatever that is.
It doesn't sound right to me. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20. Greg got 20.
Yes, yeah. Greg. What's on today?
On is even. Oh, you're playing the Mayor of Ware.
Yes, we are. Very excited about it.
4:30 for you playing the Mayor of Ware because we've got a story about that. There was a terrible miscommunication this week. We'll explain all after 4:30. Rizzle Kicks are on live after 5 o'clock.
Wicked.
And we've got films with Rihanna, and that's it.
Right.
End.
4 o'clock, the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow on BBC Radio 1 from 1 o'clock. Listen live, or if you can't get the podcast, at 1:40, it's Ryan Tedder on the show. Scott.